Ferguson, USA. With breathless news reports, the U.S. Department of Justice's pattern and practice study paints a damning picture of a long, cruel, and bitter train of maltreatment, mass profiling, police targeting, and brutality against black people in the Missouri town of Ferguson. What may be even worse, however, is how the town's police, judges, and political leaders have conspired to loot the community by fining them into more poverty. Fines which today account for some 25% of the county's budget. Correctly, cops have been criticized for their juvenile emails and texts of racism and contempt against the local black community and even black leaders in Washington, D.C. There is largely silence, however, over the role of judges who use their robes to squeeze money from the community with unfair fines and fees, even using their jails as an illegal kind of debtor's prison. In 1869, during the reign of England's Queen Victoria, a statute known as the Debtors Act was passed, which forever abolished imprisonment as punishment for debt. In today's Missouri, it's still used to punish the poor. But truth be told, it ain't just Missouri. Famed Rolling Stone writer Matt Taibbi, in his 2014 book, The Divide, tells a similar tale, but from points all across America, Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy, Gainesville, Georgia, L.A., San Diego, and beyond. Poor people are being squeezed and squeezed by cops, by judges, by local governments to part with their last dime to support a system that's corrupt to the core. Taibbi's full title might give us better insight. The Divide, American Injustice in the Age of the Wealth Gap. It's the system, one of exploitation, of predation, ultimately of capitalism, from Imprisoned Nation. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.